Welcome to the first episode of the Cloud of Unknowing. I am your host, Slow Motion. Each month I will bring you 40 minutes of ambient, dream pop, freak folk and psychedelic music for your listening pleasure. In this episode you will float from the comfort of your living room, rising above the clouds, and slowly drift into space. Prepare yourself for a mix of smoky sonic textures, misty dub lines, and warm spacious drones. You are currently listening to Skylab playing a track called Depart, from their forgotten masterpiece, number one. Later in the show we will hear classic songs from Primal Scream and Slow Dive. I hope you also enjoy some of the more obscure tracks by the likes of Black Moth, Super Rainbow, Biosphere and Deadbeat. So sit back, kick your shoes off, and prepare to rise off the couch up into space. Until next time.
Because he had been exposed to German measles. He would watch the launch from Houston's Mission Control.
Ignition, please. Roger. Roger. Clock start, Roger. Let the door open. Roger. Okay, battle has it.
Looks good here, flight. Good, good.
Okay, where's that, Eva?
That's what he looks good, flight.
Okay, Capcom, we go, young man. Okay, we're going one, Capcom.
Yeah, really, this point.
Booster, how do you look?
We look good, Flight. We're going.
Okay, bottom.
We're going, Flight. Looks good here.
That sounds
good, Flight.
Okay, Econ, DNC.
Looks good, Flight. Looks good, Flight. Flight, pilot trajectory confirmed staging.
Roger. Booster, you don't see any problem with that, though, do you?
Negative, not right now, Flight. All the other engines are go.
Cape Canaveral, Florida, May 5th, 1961. U.S. Mercury astronaut Alan B. Shepard enters his spacecraft. Very shortly, he will be on his way into space. As the hatch goes on, two big questions come to your mind. Is the vehicle ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. Russia to Endeavour, continuing the union of U.S. and Russian space endeavors.
It's Endeavour, roll program.
Roger, roll Endeavour.
Houston is now controlling. The roll maneuver is complete. Endeavour is now in heads down, wings level position, headed to a rendezvous with the Mir space station.
This is a view from the orbiter from Mir, and you can see clearly some jets firing as we close. We rendezvoused at night, and this works out to be a lot better for visibility. This is Dave's view.
It's a real pleasure watching you guys come out of the sky.
We'll be right back. famous Fermi paradox. That is, if there are extraterrestrial beings out there, then where are they? Well, take a look at this. Let's say we have an anthill in the middle of a forest. And right next to the anthill, they're building a 10-lane superhighway. And the question is, would the ants be able to communicate or understand what a 10-lane superhighway is? Would the ants be able to understand the technology, the intentions of beings building a 10-lane superhighway right next to the ants? Let's say, however, you go down to the ants and you say to the ants, I bring you trinkets, I bring you beads, I bring you knowledge, I bring you nuclear energy, I bring you DNA technology, I bring you utopia, take me to your leader. Is that what you say when you bump into ants? No. Most people simply step on a few of them. Now, if we are really a type zero civilization, and beings of a type three civilization can soar across hyperspace, they are perhaps millions of years more advanced than us. The distance between us and ants would be the same comparable distance between type three and a type zero civilization. Japanese tea garden in San Francisco, and I used to look at the fish, the carp, swimming in a shallow pond. I used to go down and look at the fish and wonder what would it be like to live in two dimensions. These fish could only move forward, backward, left and right. And I imagined what a strange universe it must be. The concept of up into the third dimension was alien to them. We are the fish. We move forward, backward, left, right, up, down. And we say that's all there is. What you see is what there is. However, we now believe that there is a theory of everything that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God, as Albert Einstein would fondly say. We think that there is a higher theory called M theory that exists in 11 dimensions. Dimensions where we have strings and membranes that pulsate. And we now believe that our universe is nothing but a tiny bubble, a bubble floating in a much larger hyperspace. In other words, cosmologists don't really believe in a universe anymore. We believe in a multiverse, a megaverse of bubbles that are constantly springing into existence, expanding like in a Big Bang. So in other words, our universe may coexist in an ocean of other universes. Now, 5-10 years ago, this notion was considered bizarre, science fiction, not anymore. In the last 5 years, the data is almost conclusive. We have something called inflation. The fact that the universe expanded in many stages, one an extremely rapid stage of expansion. The only way to explain this rapid expansion is to assume that our universe is a bubble, coexisting with other bubbles in a multiverse, in a megaverse of universes.
Thank you.
Terry Wilcutt.
Thanks for coming to get me. Although I could have lived fine a lot longer psychologically, physically, but there's a lot of fun and good business to be done on Earth. It's time to go back, I think, and hand the ball over to Andy.